on the OpCode fetch, which is like completely insane.
So
to remove that.
So here we are. We're at the Cambridge Raspberry Jam, and we're just getting preparations ready at the moment. And I'm in a room with John Cocroft of the University of Cambridge.
Yep.
And William Gardner of Heber.
Technical director at Heber, yes.
Would you care to say just a little bit about yourself, just to introduce?
Okay, so I'm a professor in the computer lab. I was asked if I could find a venue for this event. I was absolutely delighted to say, of course, we can have this nice venue here. Hopefully it'll all work. My connection with Raspberry Pi was I was in a room with Eben Upton and Alan Mycroft with Jim Gettys from MIT. He was like showing off a couple of $100 laptops, and Eben was looking at it going, that's a bit expensive. And I said, I bet we could do it for $10, and that would be blowing a Raspberry at MIT. But I haven't done much since then. I'm sort of hands off, but I'm involved in a computing at school initiative from the university side, trying to get universities to recognise explicitly what's going on in changing curricula, so that there's some pull from our end.
Great. And William?
My background is natural sciences, physics, fascinated by electronics from year dot, literally, and I've been working at Heber for the last, I don't want to think about how many years, doing designs for embedded controls for the white goods industry. Might not sound as there's much in common there, but actually trying to get the best out of the smallest products, doing things better with simpler products, lower cost items, and just trying to be innovative and clever about how you use those products. And the reason for being here is we already have a product in existence, which is the Heber X10i, which is an I/O device for PCs, and it gives you access to the outside world from these programs that are trapped inside the piece of hardware, and the Raspberry Pi fits very elegantly with that product. So I should be talking about that later today.
John, some people are a little bit nervous about organising a Raspberry Jam in their own area. Has this been a big headache for you? Or?
Well, actually, the sort of volunteer effort seems to be absolutely amazing, so it's very little from our side at all.
So I'm quite surprised that people have stood up and offered to do that.
Exactly. People just showed up with audiovisual equipment so we can stream it out. They showed up with Raspberry Pis and screens and their own projectors. So that just happens. If you have a reasonable room like we happen to have, we're lucky to have here, then I think it's not a big deal at all for the host.
Are you hoping to get anything particular out of today? Have you any expectations about what you'd like to see?
Well, I'm just interested. I'm giving talks in some universities. I want to see what the community's doing so I can pass that on to universities to see so they can get a feel of the sort of excitement level and what's happening.
So you're hoping other universities will follow in your footsteps?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it would be easy for some of the places in London that have a lot of good facilities to run something like this. And there'll be a big community around there. Might be interesting to try out a London Met. Somewhere like that, which would have a slightly different constituency as well. And they're in sort of Holloway Road, which is interesting too.
And William, as somebody in industry, you're keen to promote this sort of event?
I'm very interested in what will be going on today. Obviously, we're a commercial organisation and we have to have an eye to keeping our business going, but also very interested in promoting science. It's what feeds our industry. If we don't get good graduates coming in with good computing knowledge, we're not going to manage to progress our business. So I have a long-term interest in inspiring students to study computing, and I have a short-term interest in letting people know what X10i can do and add to the Raspberry Pi, perhaps inspire them to think about other things they could do with it they couldn't have done otherwise.
Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the jam. And...